It's Tuesday, July 20th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Well, we're back to leading newscasts with COVID-19 stories. It's what happens when a pandemic quiets down and then starts to rumble back to life again. Last night, public health officials in Pasadena announced the city would line up with LA County and Long Beach and require face masks indoors. A good move for the city to take, says Dr. Kimberly Schreiner at Pasadena's Huntington Hospital. She's an infectious disease specialist and one of the COVID-19 experts that you hear daily on KPCC's Air Talk.
We're a very fluid society. People move in and out. We have a beautiful city that lots of people like to come and visit. So with that sort of situation, you have populations of individuals who come in who are not vaccinated or in the process of getting vaccinated but not fully protected. And so that poses a public health risk to everybody in the city.
And now Pasadena has gone a step beyond face masks. It's going to require all 2,000 city workers to get vaccinated. Now, 60% say they are. City spokeswoman Lisa Derderian says Pasadena needs 100%.
We have members of the public that have commented that if they do need to call for emergency services, that they want the personnel that respond to be vaccinated. You know, at this point, we can't guarantee that.
But Pasadena's Lisa Derderian says the vaccination requirement for city workers will not take effect until the Food and Drug Administration gives full approval to at least one of the three COVID-19 vaccines now in use. All three are in use under emergency approval right now. To Orange County now, where public health officials today reported 315 new COVID-19 infections. That's 3 days in the past week that the county has been above 300. The last time Orange County's new COVID-19 case count was above 300 three times in the same week was mid-February. Harvey Weinstein's extradition fight is now over. KPCC's Suzanne Watley has the latest on the imprisoned former movie studio boss.
Prison officials in New York handed over Weinstein this morning for a flight to California. The convicted rapist has been in a hospital-like maximum security facility near Buffalo, being treated for a range of maladies, including a loss of eyesight. He's currently serving a sentence of 23 years after being convicted last year of rape and is appealing the sentence. Weinstein's lawyer has been fighting the extradition, too, saying his 69-year-old client should be kept in the New York State prison until jury selection starts in his Los Angeles County trial. Weinstein faces 11 sexual assault charges here, including rape and sexual battery, stemming from alleged assaults in L.A. and Beverly Hills. Extradition protocol requires local prosecutors to bring his case to trial within 120 days. I'm Suzanne Watley.
Last Friday, a federal judge in Texas knocked out DACA, the Obama-era program that allows undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children to live and work here legally. The judge said the president didn't have the authority to create the program. For now, DACA recipients are still protected, and that includes those renewing their status as required every 2 years. But the ruling prevents approval of new applicants. They talked about DACA today on KPCC's Air Talk, and one caller, Josue in Anaheim, says he was told by friends not to apply, that the info he provided would be used someday to deport him. Santa Clara law professor Prudipan Gula Say Kuram says that fear is common.
Those concerns have not come to fruition, but unfortunately for somebody like Josue, it would probably be impossible at this moment to now apply for DACA and would have to wait for Congress really to step in here.
Earlier this year, President Joe Biden announced an immigration reform plan that would provide a pathway to citizenship for DACA recipients. Bipartisan talks, though, have stalled. Congressional Democrats say they might use the budget reconciliation process to pass the plan this fall. California is launching the nation's first free meal program for all public school students. Those kids, all 6 million of them, will be able to get a meal at no cost. Won't matter what the family's income is. Aaron Primer directs food services at the San Luis Coastal Unified School District on California's Central Coast.
It really destigmatizes those who are, quote, on school lunch. It really just becomes a program of kids who are at school and are hungry get to eat. It simplifies what we're really doing.
California okayed the program last month when it found itself with some extra cash from the unexpected budget surplus. State of Maine has since introduced a similar meal program for all public school students. New York, Boston, some other U.S. cities have similar programs, but California is the first one that has a statewide program. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.